I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and that's where I work for the City Health Department. And we got a grant from CDC as part of CPPW grant. That's where I've been working. And so today's topic is the City of San Antonio adopts, completes its policy to promote healthy living and safe mobility. My co-authors are Maida Roos, who's part of the Planning Department, and Maggie Thompson, who's part of CPPW. And there is no relationship to disclose. So our vision is to increase physical activity options in the City of San Antonio because we see that obesity is so high, including in our city. I will be giving you some statistics on that. And that we want to do by policy, environment, and systemic changes. And that is the goal of CPPW. So my learning objectives for today is to discuss the interdisciplinary multi-agency process that we used in drafting the policy and what are the benefits to the residents and what are the benefits to our administrations as well as businesses. If you think of the demography of the City of San Antonio, it's a very large city and it's the seventh largest in the country. So looking at seventh largest city with 1.7 million population, and it's also very multicultural. We have 60% Hispanic. These are the 10 council districts. And we have 60% Hispanic and about 7% Afro-American. And then the whites and Asians are also there. The another factor which is very important is 80% of our population is below the age of 50. So it's kind of a very young population. And if you look at the educational attainment, that's also very low. We see more than 50% of the people with high school or below high school. And as I said, it's again a disparate city with a very low income. We have more than 75% people below 65,000 of income. The saddest thing is one out of three children in our county is obese, 32.8%. And then two out of adults are obese. That's the latest figure that we have, that is 68.7% of adults are obese. And that is why we got the grant from CDC to do policy system changes in obesity prevention. So in the year 2011, September 29th was an important day for San Antonio when they adopted the complete streets policy. And I think it is already in place in many other cities, but we are kind of late to adopt that. So what does it mean to San Antonio? We will be supporting the roadways to account for all the users who are on the roads, bikers, pedestrians, and using other modes of transport. When you walk in San Francisco, you see a lot of cyclists, a lot of people walking. You won't see that much in San Antonio, but we are getting there. We are moving towards that. And of course, we also want to provide transportation for all people of all ages and also with disabilities, older adults, as well as school-going children. Then we also want to look at the function of the road, whether it's a main road or an interstate or a side road where we can help people to walk. Then the last one is, of course, the land use which is adjacent, whether it is close to your park, whether it's close to your business center, that's what we were looking at. Things did happen before CPPW. That's where the MPO did the transportation policy in the year 2009. Then the City Council adopted Mission Rosa Verde, which is part of the creation of the integrated, efficient, multimodal surface transportation that happened just before CPPW started. Then in our 2020 SA vision, we also have a plan for tripling the miles of complete streets, tripling the ridership in the public transportation, and also triple the bike lanes. So the process started when the grant was given in 2010 March. Then they created a complete street coalition. Then they worked with many, many agencies. Some of them are city, some of them are not city. Then, of course, they started with the workshops and prioritizing their goals. Initially, they did a coalition to start with the research of what is happening in other cities. Because without knowing what is working, what is not working, and what would be appropriate for our younger population, they did a lot of research. They conducted photo voice within the community, because without doing the needs assessment, we'll be doing things what we think we should be doing rather than what people would like to have. And, of course, they also created the unique complete street definition for San Antonio. In the process, they also created a list what would make it a complete street. And that has proved very helpful later on, which I will be talking about. Then they looked at the what is the built environment that we have in San Antonio. As some of you might know, it's a very historic city. There are a lot of tourists. We have a lot more tourists than residents in the downtown. But then, so that created some interesting things to be looking at. So you can see the many, many agencies which worked in this coalition. Parks and Rec is a city department. OEP, Office of Environmental Policy, that again is a city department. The Historic Preservation, Developmental Services, Capital Improvements, they're all non-city departments. So many of the city departments and the non-city departments work together. And probably this is the first time it has happened in San Antonio, which again is very helpful to bring out the changes that we wanted to see. So when we have complete policy, what happens? What is the benefit to the residents? So we, as we said, people can walk, people can bike, people can use the public transport and also use their cars. And there are a lot of changes which are happening in the downtown to help people to walk and see things rather than driving to places. And then so we want to help pedestrians to be able to cross, to have right signage and right medians to be able to cross. All those things have started happening and will be happening, continue to happen because of the complete streets policy. Then that will also increase the quality of life, giving options to walk and bike more, which will increase the physical activity, which is one of our goals also. Then also it meant that neighborhoods will be connected by various means, not only by riding a car or a bus. So this is what we would like to see happen. We want to see some greenery. We want to be able to people to walk with their pets and to be able to use the bikes and also walk and also use the outside for recreation. And this is what we are looking at. Before, we only have buses and cars riding, but then we want to see the after of complete policy is implemented, we should see more greenery, bike lanes, people walking, and then pedestrian paths. So this is what we are dreaming for San Antonio. And this is, again, one of the other downtown areas where we want to make sure that there is place for pedestrians to walk as well as the cyclists to go. But out of the complete street policy, we also had other benefits. One of them is the checklist for 2012 bond projects. We said what would make a street complete. So the team came up with a list which has been approved by the city, which is being implemented, used for all the bond projects that they have from 2012 to 2017. That's really a good outcome for the planning department. Then, of course, we also disseminated and did outreach to be able to share with others what the complete street policy would, because we need to get the people moving with us. Then they also came up with the multimodal level of services analysis and the software and training, so that anybody who is doing any work in San Antonio should be able to be aware of that and implement that. This has also resulted in bringing up some of the amendments to the Unified Development Codes. You know that we have so many codes for so many things, and this needs to be amended to be able to make complete streets possibility. So that is also happening. Then, of course, this major thoroughfare is being done. And another interesting thing is what we call as building better blocks. So we need to do block by block to make sure that we get to the goal that we have. So this is a list of things that they created under complete street policy that we'll be using for a multimodal checklist. And then this is what we call as building better blocks. A place must be where people can walk, sit down and eat, talk, and then also allow other modes of transportation to happen. So we had the Ciclovia, where the roads were blocked, and we had only bikers and walkers and pets, and they did a demonstration of that. Okay, if we have a better block, then we'll have bicyclists, pedestrians, as well as people sitting down and chatting and eating together. This is one of the pictures that we did. This is, again, one more picture where it becomes people-friendly, and people are enjoying the greenery as well as the fresh outdoor. And this is a bond program that the checklist was made by the Complete Policy Coalition, and which is going to be implemented. And of course, we have started the ball rolling, so that we should be able to get public works doing more things in the city, as well as SIM's guidance manual is being altered. Then the bond projects are using our guidelines. Plus, there are many things which are happening in downtown through the bond project that we will see a lot of things happening in San Antonio soon. And the technical assistance that I got is from John Belanga from our department, Dr. Anil Mangla, who's our epidemiologist, and Isabella Lucas is our technical assistant, and Jeremy Beer, who is my team member. Thank you.